And I just want to chazer over the kasha of morale. So since when do you make a yom tov? Over a miracle that happens to enable Klal Yisrael to perform a mitzvah. A miracle to save the lives of Klal Yisrael warrants a yom tov. All the Yom Tovim are like that. Purim. But the miracle of the miracle of the Neiris, the Chayra, had nothing to do with saving Klal Yisrael. The miracle of the Neiris happened after Klal Yisrael was saved. The only thing that miracle accomplished was they were able to do a mitzvah. And he brings a klal, mitzvahs lav lehenes nitnu. It's avodas Hashem, and it's not meant for the personal benefit of the ones that perform the mitzvah. So if a miracle happens and enables them to do a mitzvah, they didn't get any personal benefit from it. So why would you have a yom tov for it? And that's kasha. The first tarets the Maharal gives is a kavana the Yevanim was to be mevatel the Torah from Klal Yisrael and the Kedusha from Klal Yisrael. If the Yevanim would have been matzliach, they would be mevatel the Torah from Klal Yisrael. There would be no Klal Yisrael. There's no point in having a Klal Yisrael without a Torah. Klal Yisrael without a Torah is pointless. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the Torah for Klal Yisrael. He created Klal Yisrael to learn the Torah and to keep the Torah. If Klal Yisrael, the relationship between Klal Yisrael and the Torah is broken, so Klal Yisrael is irrelevant. If Klal Yisrael is irrelevant, there's no point in them being there. If there's no point in them being here, there's no point in having a world. So the Yevanim didn't even realize. And all Rishayim, without the Yetzirah clause, they do not realize what they're getting themselves into by trying to destroy Klal Yisrael. They just don't chop. They're taking a knife and they're chopping the head off. They don't realize that that's what they're doing. They just don't chop. The Yevanim were not matzliach. They were not matzliach. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu caused the menorah to burn for 8 days. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show that what's being saved is the connection between Klal Yisrael and the mitzvahs. And therefore, since Klal Yisrael and the mitzvahs are connected, it's an inseparable bond. The bond which can't be broken. So therefore, Klal Yisrael will always be connected to the mitzvahs. And the world will always have a purpose. The Kadosh Baruch Hu chose the menorah. The Kadosh Baruch Hu could have chosen any mitzvah. But the Kadosh Baruch Hu chose the menorah, Dafka, in the Beis HaMikdash. Because the Yevanim weren't just trying to be mevatel the Torah from Klal Yisrael. They were trying to be mevatel the Indian called Kedusha, and the main Kedusha is in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's why they made a Yom Tov. And the mitzvah of the Yom Tov is to light Neiris. So basically he's answering that the Chazal were kaveh the Yom Tov and the Chibur of Klal Yisrael to Kadosh Baruch Hu through the Torah and the mitzvahs. The miracle is, the Yom Tov is not kavua and the ability of Klal Yisrael to do one more mitzvah. Without the miracle, they wouldn't have been able to do it for 8 days. Or with the miracle, they could do it for 8 days. And you make a yavta because they're able to do the mitzvah for 8 days. Because without the miracle, they would have been without their mitzvah for 8 days. The Maharal says that's not the reason for the yavta. That's not the basis for the yavta at all. It has nothing to do with the kiyum mitzvahs of Klal Yisrael. It has to do with the relationship the Klai Yisrael has to a Bar Eilam, to an Eilam which is Lamala. And the way that Kesher, the way that bond manifests itself is through Kiyama Mitzvahs. So it's not the actual brownie points that they got for doing the mitzvahs. They did 8 mitzvahs. They did 8 mitzvahs that they wouldn't have been able to do. So they had 8 stars on the chart. There's nothing to do with that. There's still Kadosh Baruch Hu was being Megala, what the Yevanim were trying to be Mevatel, and that they failed. And Kadosh Baruch Hu chose the Menorah to do that. He said, Bam, it could have been any mitzvah. That's teretz number one. Give right there. Teretz number two. Ikim asher kavi mechanuka b'shvoshim menatzkim b'sivanim. The nes is not kavua on hadlakas neris. The kash is, why would you make a yomtiv because they were able to light the neris for 8 days? That's not a reason to be make a yomtiv. So the morale is saying kushmei karlas. That's not what they're being kaveri yomtiv for. You're not being kaveri yomtiv because of the neris at all. So this teretz is a different mahalach than the first teretz. Well, the first teretz is that they are being kaveri yom tov on the neiros. But you have to understand the meaning behind that. It doesn't represent the kiyum mitzvah of the mitzvah of halakas neiros. It represents the kesher that you have with the Kadosh Baruch Hu through mitzvahs, for example, halakas neiros. And that, Rav Shleiman is not, the yom tov, you're not being kaveri yom tov over the neiros at all. They've been kaveh the yamta because they were menatzeach the Yevanim. It was miraculous. It was rabban v'yad ma'atim. The Yevanim, b'derech hateva, would have rachman l'tzlan bin matzliach been killing out all their opponents. They had superior might. B'derech hateva, the strong ones win, the weak ones lose. And there was an ace. The nes is that the rabbim fell b'yad ma'atim. There was a nes. And the Jewish lives were saved through a nes. And you make yamim tovim when Jewish lives are saved through a nes.
Is this the second answer?
The second answer is that the kasha doesn't start. Because the kasha, since when do you make a yom tov over a nes that enables you to do a mitzvah? So the second teretz is you're not making the yom tov over the neiros. You make a yomtov over the Nitzachon and the Mechama. The Hashem saved their lives. And you have, that is something you make a yomtov on. B'haydais l'hal, you made it to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that he saved your life. You're not made the mahal to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that he saved your ability to be Mekayim a mitzvah. Because mitzvah l'abel ha'nislinu. You're made it to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that he saved your life. Because then you gained something. You gained something out of it. You made it to Kadosh Baruch Hu because you got something. You got the precious gift called life. By Bazei, so why is there a focus on the neiros? See, one kasha is answered, and in its place is another kasha. The first kasha is, why are you kaveh yom tov on the neiros? So in the second teretz, and we're all saying we're not being kaveh yom tov on the neiros. We're being kaveh on the Nitzachon and the Mechama. Then why do we focus on the neiros? So the neiros are a chiluk of the Nitzachon and the Mechama. In the second Beis HaMikdash, the Bnei Yisrael had no nevuah, and there were no nisim guluyim. There were no open miracles. Rabban b'yad miyatim, the many were slain by the few, But they weren't slain by giant hailstones that came down from the sky and hit them in the head. They weren't slain by the earth opening up and falling into a big pit. They were slain with conventional means. Call it guerrilla warfare. They got a bunch of gorillas and they beat them. It was Bedecha Teva. They knew the terrain. A lot of their attacks, they were hiding out in caves. A lot of their attacks were hit and run. They had the sympathy of the people. I mean, you know how it goes. Very difficult to overcome an adversary on their home turf when they have the sympathy of the common folk. They, you know, they have a place to hide. They have support. They could appear and disappear at will. And so it was. Let us not fool ourselves. They won Bedarka Teva. There was a way of explaining it, yes.
What did we just say about the miraculous defeat of the Yvonne? That was the answer we just gave. That's because
through the eyes of a... When you look through things in the perspective of someone that sees what's behind things, so then you could, if you look deeply, you could find the miracle. But there was an explanation for every single victory. Every single one of those victories could be explained. They made mistakes. The Kashmir Nayim capitalized on their mistakes. They had intelligence. Every single one of those victories could have been explained. That's if you look at things on the Shetach, superficially. If you look deeper, you see a pattern. You see a pattern. It can't just be, maybe something like this could happen one time, two times, three times, but every single encounter, every single battle, you know, something happened that they slipped up and they capitalized on the mistake of the enemy and they got away. You see a pattern. You see the timing, you know, the timing of things. And that they beat the odds too many times. And you start noticing the hand of a higher power behind things. And that's only if you look deeper. But if you isolate each and every one, each and every clash, can be explained away. There's a famous story with a professor that presented evidence to the Chofetz Chaim that based on his research and the forces, the elemental forces, he studied the tides, the impact that the heavenly bodies have based on the proximity to the earth, a certain magnetic pull that they have, tidal forces. But based on his research, once every certain amount of years, there's a phenomenon that could cause a great body of water temporarily to exert a counterforce, a force and a counterforce upon itself, and cause the water to go in different directions at the same time, so that there's a temporary split. And based on his calculations, that happened right around the time of the B'nai Yisrael of Mitzrayim.
Fantastic timing.
And the Chavetz, you know, the people, there were people there when he was speaking to the Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim wasn't alone, and they totally expected the Chavetz Chaim to give it to him over the head. And the Chavetz Chaim thanked him profusely for sharing his research, and he sent him out. They asked the Chavetz Chaim, how could you let this kaifer off the hook like this? He's a Davish Garim. He's taking the Nisim Mitzrayim. He's making a Chukah tool out of it. He's making a Chizuk from it. He says, why do you say that? He said, Adarabba. Ichabalam al-Gamein, I always thought that the Bnei Yisrael needed an ace, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu was geyser, that should be an ace. On the spot. Kadosh Baruch Hu was geyser on the spot. There should be an ace. And that was his rutzen, that the water should split. And Isaiah split. Right down there. He said, I never thought of another. I never thought of this mahalach. According to this, did you listen to what he said? According to his mahalach, when the Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he created in the Chukei HaTava, that through the Chukei HaTava themselves, one thing should cause another thing. There's an interaction of multiple forces over a long period of time, it's like thousands of years, that they culminate at the exact moment the Bnei Yisrael reach the shores to split. It's a natural conclusion of 2,000 years of the elements working with each other. So that means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set it up from Shesh Yimei Bereishis for it to happen totally by itself, naturally, when the Bnei Yisrael needed it. So if that's the way it happened, and we're not saying the Chofetz Chaim believed that that's the way it happened, I mean, I don't think there's a medrash that says it happened like that. Well, there is a marker that Kriyas Yamsuf was nigzer from Shesh Yimei Bereishis. Hisna Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the Chaira, the Chofetz Chaim was saying that could be the pshat in the Medrash, what this professor was saying. Oshikein Oshalo. He said that that we have so much more of a chayv, of a karsatayv, and avas anes, if that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu did it. Kadosh Baruch Hu made the whole world mishtatev. And it's like the neflois habayrei are so much more enhanced, if that's the way it was. But on the one hand, a scientist could explain it away. Totally due to the natural forces. But if you look deeper, and then you see that in the natural forces lies the nes. The Muhammad of the Chashmonaim with the Ivanim was totally natural. There was nothing supernatural. If you'd isolate every single clash, you'd be able to point to the Derech HaTeva that was responsible for the Chashmonaim being victorious over the Ivanim. And therein lies the danger. The Chas V'Shalom, someone might believe, Kaychi V'yad V'yitzim Yadi Asali Yasachai Lazeh. The purpose of the nes of the menorah was to show that if Chas V'Shalom someone believes that this war was anything but a nes, if someone Chas V'Shalom believes that this war was due to strategy, was due to mazel, was due to sometimes that it's war, anything could happen in war. Sometimes, you know, stuff happens. You ever heard that? There's something called stuff. Stuff happens. So Kadosh Baruch Hu showed them there was a nes, l'mala midrach ha-teva, that the neighbors went for 8 days. So the menorah was a beacon. The menorah was a letter from God to show that every single part, every single detail, down to the smallest detail of the Muhammad, was kulei nes. It wasn't teva at all. It was nes with a mask, with a masquerade, with a costume of teva. So we're not making the we're not making the Yom Tov because HaKadosh Baruch Hu enabled us to do a mitzvah for 8 days. We're making the Yom Tov because the Netzachim is HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us b'derech nes. He saved our lives b'derech nes. And the way we know that it was b'derech nes was because of Menorah. Rabbi Yehuda Gifter used to speak about this every year, Hanukkah time. So the Gemara Shabbos tells us the history of this takana. The Yom Tov was a takana of Anshei Knesset Agdola. They were kaveh Yom Tov. The Gemara Shabbos asked Akasha, my Hanukkah. Mecha, what's My Chanukah, Daf Chafala from the base. Rashi says, "Al Eizah Nes Kavua." Of which miracle were the Kavir the Yom? The Tana Rabbanu Bechafei Bekistan Yom of Chanukah tonight in the 8 days. Like Mishpat behind, no eulogies. Like Lasanas behind, no fast days. She Niknas Yivanim LaHekal. The Yivanim came into the Hekal. Timakal Hashmanim. The defiled all the oil she behekal. She Gav and Malchus Beis Kashmenai VeNitzchem. When Mashkas Beis Kashmanoi overcame them, the Nitzchum Batka v'leimatzal apach echad shal shemrin shal yamunak v'chaysemr shal kain gadol, they found a small flask of oil with the seal of the kain gadol, v'ayay b'ayal l'hadlik yamechad. It was only enough to light for one day. Nasa b'ayneis, there was a miracle done in it, v'yidlikim yamunak shemayni yamin. L'shanacharis means the another year, like the next year. Shana Cheres. I said the first thing is the first year. They're Minotzeach, they looked for the oil, they found the oil, they lit it, it lasted for 8 days. The Shana Cheres, the next year, Kavum, they were Kaveh Yom Tov, Va'atzim Yomim Tovim, they made it a Yom Tov, V'halo, U'bahidah. So that's why we say Halal. And we say Al Nisim and Maidim. Halal Vaida. So Rashi says, Loish Asurim b'malacha. When the Gemara says it's a Yom Tov, it doesn't mean it's Asur b'malacha. Shalai Nikba, look with Halal. Loim Al Nisim b'ayda. And the Gemara doesn't mention Mishteh. That's why the Paiskim paskin that there's no chi of Suda on Chanukah. And we make Sudas during Chanukah, that's for another reason. That's because on Chafei Kislev, when the Jews were in the Midbar, they had the Chanukah and Mizbeach of the Mishkan. So our Sudas are, whatever, the expression of Simcha for the Chanukah and Mishkan, the Mizbeach in the Mishkan. And we turn it into a Siddur Mitzvah by saying the Vitaira and by singing his Mirz Vishish Bachas. We spoke about that last time. Talked about that's how you take a Siddur like a Bas Tama Chacham Ma'aretz and you turn it into a Siddur Mitzvah. Mm. We spoke about that. So my Rebbe had a kasha. Why does it say L'shem Acheres? They were Keveya. And they made it into a Yom Tov. They waited a whole year to do it. Why didn't they do it that year? So Mayav Rabbi of Giftish said, because they didn't think that they had to. You don't make a Yom Tov unless there's a need to make a Yom Tov. The purpose of a Yom Tov is to keep something alive in Klal Yisrael. When that day comes, we live through the events, and whatever happened that was the cause for the creation of a Yom Tov, we should relive it and make a kinyan in it. And the limud of Chanukah is that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Adayin Hatava as well. That there, even time in second Beis Hamikdash, there was no Nevuah, no Nisim Gluyim, none. But the Nisim are still there. The Nisim, the Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Vayisheni. Vayis Rishon, they had Lamala Midachatava before the rise. Everyone in Shal Shagam, they went up to Beis Hamikdash, and they saw things. What they saw things. They had no problem living, believing in a world which is the Lamala Midachatava. They actually saw it. They saw miracles before their eyes. They had people that existed that walked between two worlds before their very eyes. The second base of Midrash was all gone. There was nothing. No Kruvim, no Aaron, no miracles. Kadosh Baruch Hu showed them that the Nisim are still there. You just have to look deeper. Rabbim Yad Matam, Tmeyim Yad Times, Zayim Yad Iskim Asar Tzacha. There's no need to make a Yom Tov. Why do you need to make a Yom Tov? Klai Yisrael lived through Nes. They lived through Nes B'dachateva. Klai Yisrael will keep it alive. The ones that lived through it will keep it alive. And they will pass it to their children. They will pass it to their grandchildren. It will be kept alive because we lived through it. You don't need to make a Yom Tov for it. You lived through it. That's enough. So they didn't make a Yom Tov. Next year came, and people forgot. It's human nature. People forget. People tend to take credit for things. People tend to ignore the role of Kadosh Baruch Hu in things. And there arose people that were saying, "Kaychi v'yaitzim yadi yasli zachay alzeh." Klai Yisrael. There was elements in Klai Yisrael that with the passage of time actually started believing that it was they and their superior intellect, their superior knowledge of military tactics. They had the superior guerrillas. They had faith in the guerrillas. Their guerrillas won because of the passage of time. That's what time does. Time causes people to forget. They remembered the Nitzachim, but they forgot the hand behind the Nitzachim. And they started saying, "Kaiki ra'ayt v'yadi asli yizakai l'azeh." So when Anshei Knesset HaGdolah saw this, they see Klai Yisrael needs a Yom Tov. L'shana Acheres, the next year, Kovam v'yasim yam tovim, because at the end of a year, they realize that there's a need for it. That there should be kavur on Klai Yisrael. That the Kadosh Baruch Hu, b'chvaydi v'atzmai, he's the one that won the war. And that's what the Neiris are. The Neiris are part of that Takana. That also was a year later. The Takana of the Light Neiris was also a year later. The first year they did not light Chanukah Neiris. They lit in the Beis HaMikdash, but that's not Chanukah Neiris, that's Beis HaMikdash Neiris. Nobody lit Chanukah Neiris the first year. There was no Chanukah bush the first year. There was no Chanukah bunny the first year.
Chanukah Harry.
Chanukah Harry was not there the first year. Because they didn't see the need for it. The second year is when they're misakin that you should light theirs. Why? Because if you keep alive in Klai Yisrael with an institutionalized manner, they made a takana to Rabbanan. You should light the neiros, and you should have a kesher with the neiros to last for 8 days in the mikdash, which showed them bavizin. It showed that Kadosh Baruch was the one. It was a nes. It was a nes that was covered up. When my Rebbe used to tell this, this is something which he, a theme which he returned to every Hanukkah. He would tell us of the Six-Day War. The Prime Minister at the time of the Six-Day War, his name is David Ben-Gurion. A Rasha Marusha, a Chayte Machtiyas Arabim. You know how much a Chayte Machtiyas Arabim? And he was the Prime Minister at the time when all the nations around Eretz Yisrael joined together to wipe out Klal Yisrael min HaKiyum. And B'derech HaTeva, there's no way of understanding. You know, they studied, the Six-Day War has been studied over and again and again and again and again. There's no way B'derech HaTeva that so few defeated so many. They definitely didn't believe that they were going to get out of it alive at the time. They say that Moshe Dayan, I think he was like the Minister of Defense, Moshe Dayan lost his mind. He went out of his mind. He said, it's the end. He called it the end of the Third Commonwealth. First base of Midrash, second base of Midrash, state of Israel. He called it the end of the Third Commonwealth. He totally lost his mind. He was like a blathering idiot. I don't know how intelligent he was when he wasn't blathering like an idiot. Like he just, it was over. They didn't believe at the time, you know, that whatever statements they made before or after, notwithstanding, at the time, they didn't believe it. They're attacked by all the nations at once. Egypt, Syria, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Lebanon, Iran, Iraq, where everyone jumped on the piles. It was over. And then it wasn't. In 6 days. In 6 days, it just, the tide was reversed. And the chased became the chasers. And they went north. And they simultaneously they beat back the Syrians in the north, and they recaptured the Golan Heights. The Golan Heights is a strategic position. Whoever holds the Golan Heights controls whatever they overlook. It's very easy to shoot down from the heights, and anyone under you is a target. It's very difficult, if at all possible, to be down and shoot up and. They're behind the precipices, behind the mountains. They went, Gaza, all the choice we have now is all Yerusha from the Six-Day War. North, west, east, they took everything. East, they retook Yerushalayim, which was technically a part of Jordan. What they call the so-called settlements. Shechem, Gush Etzion. North, west, east, south, I think they had really. They went down to Sharm el-Sheikh. They recaptured the south of the Egyptians. The Gaza Strip, Sharm el-Sheikh, the Golan, Yerushalayim. North, west, east, south. And then it's just safe. Rabbi said, One of Ben Gurion's aides, his name was Yankel Herzog. Yankel Herzog was a son of the chief rabbi of Palestine, Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Herzog. He was a Talmid Chacham. He was the chief rabbi of Palestine before there was a state. And his son was Yankel Herzog. Yankel Herzog was a Shomer Mitzvahs. He's the brother of Chaim Herzog, who was less of a Shem HaMitzvahs. And Yankel Herzog was a Shem HaMitzvahs. And he was the Ben Gurion staff. And he said Ben Gurion was running around. He totally lost his mind with the victory. He was running around saying to anybody he saw that there has to be a God. There has to be a God. This is impossible. We were just saved by the hand of God. It's just like God just wiped out our enemies from in front of us. And there was no other, he was saying this openly. Now, this is Ben Gurion, and he was a Chaita Matis Rabin. He dedicated a good part of his life to making sure people would not say that there's a God. And Yankel Herzog said that after a few days passed, time passed. He stopped talking like that. And then he started, the public statements were very different than the private statements. The public statements that he made afterwards is Tzahal, the Kayak of Tzahal, we defeated them, Kayak Yitzim Yadi, Asali is a Chayel Azer, Tzahal! And he said there was like a small window of opportunity if somebody would have gotten through to him. Like if he would have had an encounter with someone. Right at that time, he said Ben Gurion could have become a Baal Tshuva. But that window closed, time passed, he forgot, and then he took credit for everything that Kadosh Baruch Hu did. The Macharis, the Shana Acharis, a year passed, and even someone that lived through the time of Chanukah and saw the Nisim of Chanukah could say, "Kayak v'yaitzim yad yasli yisachay lazeh." So they made a Yom Tov, but they made it the next year. Yes. So Hashem made a nes. Hashem made the nes. It's a letter. It's a message from God. Don't go there. Don't go there. Don't think. Don't think that way. Don't go there. Like we already said, the first year, Anshek Nesak Dodo thought that was enough. The second year, they saw that the nes wasn't enough. You have to be convey the nes. The Maharal goes weiter to explain why this nes was chosen. There was a nes. The nes was Lamal Midrach HaTeva. Why dafka this nes? So this is very similar to what he said before. Because the ikar wickedness of the Yevanim is that they're Matam and Hechel. They didn't destroy the Hechel. They didn't destroy the Beis HaMikdash. They left it. They made it a disgusting place. The stones, the Gemara talks about in Maseches Avodah Zarah, that there were stones of the Mizbeach that Yavan, instead of destroying the Mizbeach, they took the stones and they used those stones as a Mizbeach for Avodah Zarah. So they contaminated the stones. So that when the Chashmonaim one, so then they took the stones of the Mizbeach that were used for Avodah Zarah, they dismantled the Mizbeach and they buried it. Because they weren't going to use the stones of the Mizbeach to be used for such a disgusting thing. It was disgusting. Kadosh Baruch Hu saw that the rishus of the Yevanim was to take his heichel and to defile and be metamet. That's one thing they did. The other thing is they made decrees to destroy the Torah, to destroy the mitzvahs. So they actually they used the Beis Hamikdash for the disgusting things, and then they used the power of Gzeirah to destroy Torah mitzvahs from Klal Yisrael. So Kadosh Baruch Hu gave a kayak, he gave power. Hashem gave power l'malam midrach ha-teva to the Chashmonaim. And who did Hashem pick to give the power to? Hashem could have given the power to people like Bar Kokhba, which Hashem did in the time of Bar Kokhba. Hashem gave physical power, tremendous physical kaikas. Who did he give it to? Hashem gave tremendous physical kaikas. The Minas Shemayim, Hashem made them into, you'll excuse the expression, supermen. They were capable of supernatural feats. They were able to they had a gvura, which was the Malam Midrach HaTeva, that Hashem took Kehanim, and Hashem gave the Kehach to them. Because they're the ones that are Avdei Hashem and His Hekel. The Yivanim are trying to defile the Hekel, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Kehach to the ones that are Avdei in the Hekel. Dafka, they should be the ones to overcome the Yivanim. The ones that the Yivanim are trying to defile are going to overcome them. They had to be Matayah the Mikdash, not just because the Mikdash is a place that should be Tar. They be Matayah the Mikdash because they're undoing what the Yivanim are trying to do. They have to counter the Yivanim. So they weren't just being Matayah the Mikdash because it's a nice thing to do. Nice Mikdash, Tar Mikdash, very Tar. Tar is good. They're doing it because they have to overturn what the Yivanim are doing. And they got Shem and Tar. I mean, this is the Pnei Yeshuas Kasha. The Gemara says Tumah Hutcha V'Tzibur, that if there's no way of getting any Shem and Tar, if it's all Tame, so you're allowed to light with Shem and Tame. It's only us to light with Shem and Tame if there is Shem and Tar. But if there is no Shem and Tame, Tahar, if there's no Shem and Tar, and the whole Tzibur is not going to be able to do a mitzvah, you use Shem and Tame. So what was the whole purpose of that one jug of oil that they found in the last 8 days? As they affect the Pnei Yeshua, Masechet Shabbos. So Maral addresses this, because we're not talking about mitzvahs here. We're not talking about the mitzvah of lighting the menorah. We're talking about counteracting whatever the Yivanim did to the Beis HaMikdash. They tried to be mechal the Beis HaMikdash. They're using the Mikdash to destroy, to be mevaza, to be mezalzel, to reject, to push Hashem out of creation. That there shouldn't be anything tahir, there should only be tame things. When they lit the menorah, they have to counter what the Yivanim were doing, so you can only do that with tar oil. The mitzvah, they can be mekayim with tame oil. But counteracting the effect the Yivanim had on the mikdash could only be with tahir oil. So the klal is a different inyan. It's not a mitzvah, they're not trying to do a mitzvah. What they're doing is to drive the influence and the impact of the Yivanim out of the Mikdash. And that's why it's called Chanukah, because Chanukah means Chinuch, to inaugurate from new, from fresh, Chanukah. You're Chanukah, you're inaugurating it. It's not a Hemshech. It's a Hischachus, something new. So that's why it was as well.